is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It is the Tuesday night edition. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee, no logging in, none of that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with access to months worth of the show.
We give away the archives.
We ask for nothing in return.
Well, I guess we ask.
Just your loyalty.
Just the loyalty.
Yes, so freetalklive.com. Free, free, free. Check it out. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, all you have to do is give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That is 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Our number is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Otherwise, we'll bring up whatever we want to. And we'll start the show tonight with an email. This one came in from Zach. And he emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee your emails will be read, but it could happen. And in this case, Zach says, I just listened to the Free Talk Live podcast from Friday night and wanted to comment on the claim that a listener made that you can't count on the free market to help people during a disaster. Well, I think the listener had claimed that he wasn't sure if he could count on the free market.
Right.
And he felt more secure about the assurance that the government will be there, you know, in case Walmart and the Red Cross drop the ball, the government will be there for that safety net. That was what his claim was.
I think so, too, and it's kind of an interesting, it's interesting that people think that this group of people, the government, is going to take care of them in, you know, really bad situations, whereas a group of people, say, companies or communities, will not. It's just a group of people.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Zach really does a great job of just knocking this one out of the ballpark. He says, I will claim the exact opposite, that the free market is the only guarantee that people will be helped during a disaster. The argument that governments required to guarantee people in need are helped, is based on the belief that there are not enough truly selfless people to provide adequate assistance otherwise. It's then reasoned that government violence must be inflicted on innocent people in order to create the necessary safety net. Free Talk Live has clearly shown how this government-created safety net does not even exist. And one of the ways we've shown that is there have been several Supreme Court cases that have actually come right out and said government has no obligation to protect you. Now, that's always in instances of the police, for instance, failing to enforce a restraining order, or the police failing to even show up when you call 911, and things like that. More police-based examples. But if the police, whose purported job is to serve and protect, are not actually required by any sort of law or any court decision to protect
and serve,
then what makes you think FEMA is going to do any sort of a job of keeping you alive or saving your life or anything like that? You're deluding yourself if you think they will.
And it's sad that, and of course FEMA will bend to political pressures. Now they're trying very hard to look competent when they're not. But, you know, all you end up with in these situations is incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. Now, depending on the level of disaster is how much the level of incompetence is shown. But it seems like, you know, well, I can't take any chances here. I'll just take crappy service over, you know, the possibility that the marketplace would provide me, you know, all kinds of good service. So I'll just take the crappy service. Thanks.
So he says, we've clearly shown government's so-called safety net doesn't even exist. So Zach will focus on the free market safety net that would exist if government would simply get out of the way. There's real genius to a completely free market. It takes what socialists consider the absolute worst traits of humanity and turns them around to serve the common good. Assume that there were exactly zero selfless people on the planet. A libertarian president preventing the federal government from sending any aid whatsoever to disaster victims. And nothing but selfish, greedy people taking advantage of the situation. Okay, got that mindset now? This is our situation. This would result in companies like Walmart and Target rushing semi-trucks filled with food and water to the scene of the disaster. Why?
To sell them.
No. Because they would give them away, man.
Do you think
Walmart was going to sell all of the water
then,
that was on the backs of those three semi-trucks that FEMA sent away?
I'm just trying to imagine that I know that the easiest way to get a service provided for you is to pay money for it.
Well, the reason why they would give them away is because people will become lifelong loyal customers of the company that provides the food and water that they or a loved one need to survive.
Mm.
Wouldn't you be a little more likely to shop at Walmart in the future if
they
saved your life?
They would have my loyalty at that point.
This would result in people overly concerned with their reputation donating their time and money. Why? Well, to make themselves look special in the eyes of their peers. This would result in only those only concerned with their own spiritual salvation to donate their time and money. Why? Well, of course, to ensure their place in heaven.
Yes. Jesus did give the order to help the poor.
This would result in property owners in the area investing large amounts of money and labor. Why? Because their property value depends on a complete recovery from the disaster. This would result in business owners in the area investing large amounts of money and labor. Why? Well, because dead customers don't spend very much money with your business.
Not much at all.
Humanity's far better than government apologists claim, but we can grant them their most pessimistic views of mankind, and still, the free market will treat the needy better than the best government has ever had to offer. My point can be illustrated by ABC's Extreme Home Makeover show. Each episode, they find a family in dire need and completely rebuild their home to address the tragedy that the family faced in their lives. These are people left to suffer by the government, proving that the government provides no guarantee to aid those in need. Because after all, if the government was there for these people, well, what good would Extreme Home Makeover be? I mean, the government would be taking care of all these people. Instead, these people are helped by the...
Thank God the government doesn't take care of these people, by the way, because what they would have to do to take care of these people would be just creating an awful mess.
Instead, these people are helped by the greedy Disney company looking for television ratings so they can sell advertising.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
And the greedy Sears company looking for powerful emotion-based marketing. And many unpaid volunteers, each with their own motivations. Then, as a final insult, the government attacks the same families that they had abandoned with huge tax bills for their daring to accept charity from non-government sources. Zach finishes up and says, government is evil. Only the free market can be trusted. Man.
I think he really does knock it out of the ballpark.
Knocked it out of the ballpark. 800-259-9231. If you think that the government, after that email, and you think the government should still take care of people in disaster situations, want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It seems to me that all of the evidence points towards getting the government completely out of the disaster recovery process. They do nothing but hinder the efforts of people that really want to make a difference. I mean, we could spend more time than we already have, and we've already covered quite a few of the stories. The Walmart trucks that were turned away by FEMA. The airboat operators from Florida that were turned away by FEMA. The diesel, the pallets full of diesel fuel that were turned away by FEMA. I mean, all of this different help and aid that the free market just literally tried to throw at this problem. The free market from all different angles, from various different companies, from various different charity groups, tried to come and help out, and FEMA said, no, we have it under control, stay back. And of course, they had nothing under control.
Right, let them starve.
In fact, there's actually news that came out today that apparently FEMA has decided to go ahead and burn, I don't actually know if it's FEMA, but it's some government agency, we can give you the details on the way, but one of our caring, loving government agencies has decided to burn like 70 pallets full of meals ready to eat. Did you hear about this one?
No.
Yeah, we're going to come back with more. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, and sign up for the updates whenever there's something to announce about the show. You'll be one of the first to know about it if you're on the updates list. Of course, you can go to directly to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com to sign up for those. Like everything at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So with that, we go to the phones and to the fun. This is a show about your call, so let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent, hey. Sir. What's up?
Oh, all right. Just another social democracy of Massachusetts update.
Okay. The Commonwealth. The People's Republic of Massachusetts.
The People's Socialist Democracy of Massachusetts. This one is so bad, I couldn't even believe I actually read this on the Boston Socialist. It was our governor, our illustrious governor, is suggesting that we bug moths.
A mosque, as in the place
bug
that...
Bug the mosque in the state of Massachusetts.
As in places that Muslims go to convene and worship, etc.
They're churches.
Right. This is Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney?
Okay, I've read this story. I didn't realize he was the governor of Massachusetts. I knew he was governor, and his name was Mitt, or Nitt, or
that's right, Mitt,
something.
I'm small government Romney.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to have to change that to Mitt Police State Romney.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I couldn't believe when I was reading this that it was, I thought I was reading something from, like, the Inquirer or something like that. Just bugging mosques in Massachusetts? And this is dead serious.
Does it look like it's going to happen, or is he just kind of making a suggestion to the news media just to kind of see what the response is?
He's making a strong suggestion to the state of Massachusetts and to our I think it's our portion of the program, I forgot the name of the program there that monitors both terrorism.
The Department of Homeland Security, whatever. Hey, Matthew, it makes me think, gosh, if they were serious about bugging a mosque, wouldn't they keep their mouths shut about it? I mean, really, if you had a mosque and there really were some, I don't know, surreptitious, secretive activities going on there that you didn't want somebody else to know about, as long as you read a newspaper or saw, scoured the internet for news items, you'd be able to find out that the Massachusetts state government has plans to bug your mosque.
That would be an intelligent assumption.
Right. Wouldn't you be able to just go out and buy yourself some bug detectors and that sort of thing so you can do, you know, daily sweeps of your mosque? I mean, they're going to have to break in either off hours and plant the bug, or they're going to have to, you know, just kind of show up and not look suspicious as they go and plant the bug. And how many bugs are they going to plant in each mosque? I mean, just the logistics of it are just so silly. And the idea that anybody would be able to monitor these things. I mean, Mitt Romney can talk all he wants to about his ideas, but what are you going to do? You're going to hire a squad of cops to sit around 24 hours a day and monitor the conversations in every mosque in Boston or the entire state of Massachusetts?
Allah Akbar.
I have to wonder how he's honestly considering of doing it. It's kind of the tracking of kegs thing. It's like how the logistics of it are just
Tracking of kegs, I mean, that's easy enough. You just give them some forms. You give the 7-Eleven guys some forms and have them fill it out every time somebody wants to buy a keg.
I think this mosque bugging thing sort of illustrates how the government how they grow their government through control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for instance, if we weren't in Iraq killing Muslims every day, then we probably didn't have a foreign policy that sort of outlined, the taking over of lots of different countries, or at least having them not necessarily taken over.
Occupied?
But more so, they're sort of, if they behave properly, we leave them alone, you know?
Still occupy them.
Yeah, we do occupy many countries.
They have military
131
bases.
Out of 190.
Over 700 bases,
yes.
Worldwide.
Now it's the next. It would be the next logical step if you accept all of this other stuff as being okay,
yeah.
You know, because we have endangered ourselves to a certain contingent of Muslims. I mean, we are endangered by these people.
And then the next logical step. I mean, I don't know why Mitt just doesn't jump to this one, because you know he's probably considered it. If he wants to bug mosques, why don't you just go ahead and round them all up? I mean, we've had people suggest that before on the show. I'm not suggesting it at all. I think it'd be a horrible idea. But knowing that there are listeners out there that think it's a wonderful idea, certainly old Mitt's thought of it. Maybe he's just too cowardly to come out and say it.
Yeah, I guess it's not the idea that he'd actually be able to do it. It's more of the fact that he's bringing this kind of draconian police state thing up, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, where is this further? You know, it's just another example.
Yeah.
Of how crazy this state and others like it have gotten it.
And all it's going to take...
There's no reaction to it either. You don't hear about anybody talking about
it. Right, they just report on it. They just report on it, and then they go, and then it goes away. And are they still doing random searches of bags in the subways in New York City? I bet they are, but nobody's reporting on it. And all it's going to take is another terrorist attack for these nutcases to just go totally over the edge and start proposing really crazy stuff. I mean, this is really crazy on the scale of things. I mean, on the scale of freedom and the scale of the police state, but it can go much further. I mean, random roadblocks, mandatory searches, locking people up in concentration camps. How much farther does it have to go to provide us with security?
Right, they got to put those Muslims somewhere, and wanted to concentrate them in a camp.
Frightening. Yeah. Matthew, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Do I sound like a raving lunatic when I suggest that our government would do these sorts of things, when I suggest that this could come next?
It's really the next step. I mean, it really is the next logical step. And I think that, you know, I would challenge people, what...
logical step in a progression of insanity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would challenge people to think about what it's going to take for you to be living in a military state.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be? What's a police state look like to you?
Right.
Because I believe that if whatever you answer to that question, whether it's, you know, random stops and dogs smelling people, or people getting their luggage checked on public transportation, or, you know, everything but roadblocks, baby. Everything but roadblocks. I mean, everything but a little, you know, the dun 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 dun, dun, dun. Hogan's Heroes, you know, draw, what do they call that? The blocker thing, where you know, it has the little stripes across it, and you can't go until the
with the spikes?
The officer,
like the,
you know, lets you
spikes
through. Yeah, something similar to that. But essentially, you know, everything but random vehicle checks. Right there on the side of the road.
Let's go to George in Washington. George from the TSA. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're done with your vacation. How was it?
It was good. I got to test drive a 400 horsepower Corvette while I was down there for 20 minutes.
That's fun.
Well, other than that, I was calling. Basically, well, let's get first with that last caller. Yeah, that's a mess up what they're doing up there in Boston. What is that him hearing in the background?
That's The Rock. You're going to have to hold on, George. I know you want to talk about, apparently, New York City. There was an anti-war protest broken up, right?
Yep.
You want to clue us into that. And I've heard about this. Interesting stuff. Hang on, George. We'll get the rest from you. 1-800-259-9231. Ah, yes, New York City, that bastion of freedom. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Where we've got live streaming. Nice. The broadband version of the stream, the dial-up version, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summertime occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL, that's short for Free Talk Live, FTL, at checkout to save 10% good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots more. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to George in Washington. George, you're back on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Manwich. So what's on your mind today, sir?
Yeah, basically, that's some messed up that the government will bug a mosque like that. And again, the whole idea of government and organized religion is the worst idea in a long, sad history of bad ideas.
Yeah, no doubt.
Basically, I was calling because I saw, read on the AOL news here about the cops busting up an anti-war protest with, right there, they were jostling around Cindy Sheehan, right there, they busted it because she didn't have a permit, or actually the guy who organized it didn't.
Apparently what it was they didn't have an amplified sound permit, or some sort of little technicality like that.
Oh, that's some messed up thing. It's like, what are y'all pay for?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. You apparently in the free America, you don't have the freedom to put a microphone to your mouth and run it through a PA system.
Yeah, I can't wait until this Saturday with that anti-war march. I'm going to that.
Is there one in Washington this Saturday?
Yeah, on the 24th.
Oh, very cool. Is this going to be like a big deal? I mean, are they expecting thousands of people? Who's putting this together?
I don't know exactly who is. I mean, I think Sheehan's part of it. That's for sure. But
right, because I know she's on like a March Across America or something.
Yeah, 25-state tour.
So it's going to be ending in Washington. This Saturday.
Yep.
Very cool.
And I'm so there.
What time is it supposed to be going on?
That's a good question. I'm just going to go in like in the morning or something.
You got to figure those things out in advance, man. Because you don't want to. Have nobody be there.
Yeah, I'll probably go around lunchtime myself. I mean, by then it should be getting going.
All right, George. Well, let us know how it goes, man. Let us know if any action, if the cops busted up on this Saturday as well.
Yep, tell me about it. Okay.
Thanks for the call, man. As always, 800-259-9231. George from the belly of the beast itself. Washington, D.C. Even works for the TSA, that guy.
Yep.
All right, since he brought it up, Cindy Sheehan was in New York City. Apparently this was, I guess, a couple of days ago. She was speaking to a crowd of about 150 people in Union Square when the cops apparently pulled the plug. Sheehan, let's see, police dragged away Paul Zukowitz, a.k.a. Zool, an organizer with Camp Casey NYC, the small encampment that he and other activists set up a month ago in Union Square in solidarity with Sheehan's vigil outside of President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. And the New York branch existed much to the ire of the city's Parks Department moments earlier Apparently, Zolkowitz was arrested for failing to obtain a sound permit, a charge that normally warrants no more than just a simple summons, but in this case, they decided to handcuff the guy. Moments later, Zolkowitz had been chastising park's officials for refusing to grant a permit to the encampment and accusing the police of trying to harass the anti-war protest away. Contrasting the liberal Big Apple with the hostile environs that Sheehan faced in Crawford, Zolkowitz...
So it's possible he actually gave the cops the ammunition they needed. Like, they may not even know that he didn't have a sound permit, but
I don't
he
know.
Told them.
Hey! Maybe waved it in front of their
face. He says he doesn't have a sound permit!
Who knows?
Let's get him!
He says, you would think, quote here, you would think in New York City at Union Square, you would think we'd have little difficulty in having a 24-hour vigil to oppose the war. In fact, we've had 2 arrests and 8 summonses and endless harassment from the police for doing what we do. Now, look, I understand that you don't want somebody shouting into a PA system at 2 o'clock in the morning, but at the same time, since we have public property in this country, since we have, you know, common areas that any citizen can go into and be supposed to be free to protest and free to gather, that sort of thing. Is it right to have, to require somebody to obtain a permit for this sort of thing?
Well, I'm sure that they could specify on the permit that no loudspeaker broadcasting between the hours of, 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. or something like that. I mean, I'm sure they can do that.
Well, the whole point of the permitting process is to get people used to the idea of coming to the government anytime they want to do something.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to put something together, you want to gather a group of people, you want to have some amplified sound, you have to go down to the appropriate bureaucracy, get down on your knees, and grovel in front of them.
I must say that if I don't live near a park, but if I did live near a park and happened to buy a house near a park, and somebody decided they wanted to go to the middle of that park and yell out a blowhorn, hey, ho, we got to go, the government's here and they really blow, or whatever.
Okay.
You know, if somebody wanted to yell that into a loudspeaker at 3 a.m. in the morning, I would want to shoot them. I mean, really bad. Like, I would really, really hate that person.
Which is one reason why we need to turn parks over to private ownership. Parks do not need to be run, do not need to be owned or maintained by the government, because it just brings problems like this. For instance, here in Tampa Bay, part of Tampa Bay where we're doing the show from, there is a rule that the city council passed that says you can't gather more than 75 people in a city park without a permit. And it was interesting because the reason this rule came about was not because there was, you know, random raves being set up in the park, cranking music at all hours of the night, or some sort of disruptive activity. What was happening was there was one particular park in the city that every Sunday, or I guess every other Sunday or something like that.
Once a month.
Once a month. There was a church, a local church, that would come down there and bring out some food, and they would, like, you know, sandwiches or something like that. They'd feed the homeless people. And the surrounding neighborhood, I guess some of the busybodies in that particular neighborhood, didn't like that behavior.
I wouldn't like it. I really wouldn't like it. I mean, you draw on a bunch of homeless people, and what do you got? Yeah, they're peeing all over the place, and you know, it's a mess.
Well,
and
it's not your park.
It's not my park.
If it was your park, then I'd have no problem with you setting whatever rules you wanted to. If it was your park, you could charge for admission to the park if you wanted to, okay? I have no problem with that. Unfortunately, it's everybody's park, and shouldn't, if that's the case, if it's everyone's park, shouldn't everybody be free to come to that park any old time they want to?
There's a point here, and people would say, oh, well, then people won't have free parks to go to. People don't have free parks now.
No doubt.
We pay a lot of money to maintain those parks.
Way
too much.
Millions.
Now, if the parks were privately maintained and taken care of by somebody who wanted to make a profit, we would pay far less.
It'd be a fraction.
The people that wanted to use the park would pay far less for it.
Right. I mean, it'd probably be like $1.50 admission or something like that.
It wouldn't be much.
Deal.
It's not like we're talking about Disney World here.
No.
They got to, push-it-yourself merry-go-round and some slides.
Absolutely.
I got a quote here from Ayn Rand that I think is very, very relevant. Well, whatever. We are fast approaching the stage of the ultimate inversion, the stage where the government is free to do anything it pleases, while the citizens may only act with permission, which is the stage of the darkest periods of human history, the stage of rule by brute force.
How many years ago did she write that?
It must have been
a few decades ago,
yeah.
And if she thought we were approaching it then, what would she think today? More coming up. Your show, 800-259-9231. Jason is on the line. Your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and vote for the show. Actually, you can just go straight to vote.freetalklive.com, although I know podcastalley.com is currently in the process of upgrading servers. I think they're finally going to iron out all those bugs that they've been having for the past 3 months.
That would be fabulous.
Of course, we've stuck with them because we really do like what they do over there at podcastalley.com. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get through at vote.freetalklive.com and you have not yet voted in the month of September, do it sometime soon, because we appreciate your votes. You're keeping us up there towards the top. I think we're in, second or third place today?
I haven't checked today, but...
The top 10 of 7,000-plus podcasts in the world, thanks to your votes. Vote.
Like
Free Talk
top
Live.
Three.
And all we ask that you do is go and vote for the show. There's no money that we charge you for our archives or anything like that at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, do the fun, to Jason in Minnesota. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about... seatbelt laws.
Yes, sir.
Because what I witnessed one day, you know, I was sitting in the parking lot of a local gas station, or filling up my tank, you know.
Okay.
And what I witnessed was the police pulling people over before they got out of the parking lot for not wearing their seatbelt.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what
can
I
they
said.
Do that, even pull you over in a parking lot like that?
They could pull you, you're driving the car. I mean, they can pull you over for having the keys in the ignition if you're drunk. I mean, they don't even have to, you don't even have to move the car. Hmm. To be charged with a DUI. So yeah, I could believe that they absolutely would do that.
And, I mean, I think speedball laws are good in the fact that it makes people buckle up. But our state did it, Minnesota did it, as they put the law out there and said, we can pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt, we'll give you a warning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they made it a law where now there's a fine.
Well, they always just inch these things up, you know.
Sure. And you say
secondary. It was a, you know, not a primary offense. It was a secondary offense. So if they caught you speeding, they could give you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. But if you just happened to not be wearing your seatbelt, then it wasn't, you know, not.
Oh, yeah, and I wear my seatbelt, and I don't think that's the issue. I think people have the right to make that choice of if they feel safe enough to go 3 blocks and not buckle up.
Well, also, there are people out there whose family members have been killed in wrecks.
By seatbelts.
By seatbelts. And, you know, I'm sorry, it's just wrong for the government to say, you've got to wear a seatbelt. When, you know, my brother could have been killed in a car wreck last week, and the lawman could have told me, well, you know, if he could have just gotten his seatbelt off, he would have gotten away from that fiery inferno that seared his skin right off his bones. You know? that's wrong.
Yeah, and
I just hate to see my tax dollars going for police officers doing something that isn't affecting somebody else's, you know, health or welfare.
Did you say anything to anybody about it, or are you just telling us?
No, I just drove off, and I wanted to kind of confirm it, and that's what they were doing. They were doing a click-it-or-ticket thing. And
it's money. It's just income generation. That's all it is. It doesn't have anything to do with keeping people safe. That's the excuse that they use, but all it is just harassment and income generation. And I bet you, if they pulled over some long-haired punk, they would have tried to search his car as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would have. And actually, the cars that they were pulling over were the BMWs, the Mercedes, you know, stuff like that.
People that can really pay the ticket.
Yeah, the people that are going to pay the fine. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Hey, isn't New Hampshire the only state out of the 50 that does not require seatbelts?
I don't know the answer.
I'm pretty sure it may very well be. I could be corrected. 800-259-9231. But it's interesting. I think when you drive into the state of New Hampshire, they actually have signage up that references the fact that it's not against the law to force. I mean, excuse me. It's legal to be not buckled up, and they basically have some sort of phrase. And I'm sure one of our New Hampshire listeners could call in with exactly what it is. But it's to paraphrase it. It's something like responsibility for all. But they kind of understand in New Hampshire that you're a big boy, Jason, and you can make big decisions for yourself, like deciding whether or not to buckle your seatbelt. Who's a good Jason?
Who's a good Jason?
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You're the big boo-boo. You know, it's really sick that they make us wear seatbelts. You know, it's forced into it. And
I believe it is a primary offense here in Florida.
I believe it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be.
Like you
used
said,
to be
baby steps.
Yep, just baby steps. And
next thing you know, it'll be the death penalty.
Well, what reminds me is when I was a kid, some female states... elected person proposed a bill for seatbelts on motorcycles.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is how crazy
that's
these
nuts.
People are. Yes, it is nuts.
I mean, if you're tied down to a cycle and you crash, you need to be able to fly free of that.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones to Andrea in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I just wanted to make a brief comment about seatbelts. Apparently, when my husband was younger, he received a letter from one of the fire officials who arrived on the scene of an accident that said that had he been wearing his seatbelt, he would have had his head chopped off.
Wow.
Because he ended up pushing the door out significantly in the accident, and he survived the accident and is perfectly fine today, but he would not have made it had he been wearing a seatbelt.
I wonder if he carried that letter around, laminated, and dated from, 1986, whenever he got it. And
showed it to any cop.
And showed it to any cop that pulled him over and said, look, I got this letter here from a firefighter right here in this beautiful town that says, I'd be dead right now if I was wearing a seatbelt. So thanks very much. I appreciate your concern and everything, but I'm not wearing it. And no amount of tickets is going to change my mind.
He got out of 2 tickets because of that letter.
Really?
I don't know what happened to it over the long haul, but he says he got out of 2 tickets because of that letter.
Hmm. I can just imagine some heartless bureaucrat cop pulling up on the scene of an accident as somebody is stumbling out of their car and ticketing them as they're bleeding profusely from their missing arm, ticketing them for not wearing their seatbelt. Thanks for the call, Andrea. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Can you make a big decision for yourself? Can you make these decisions on your own, or do you need the government to tell you how to live every little micromanaging aspect of your life? It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, as always, whether it be political issue, personal problem. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. I think about 48,000 posts or so, as well as hundreds of users interacting, over 850 of them. All of it is totally free at freetalklive.com. So, talking about seatbelts and the bans, actually not bans necessarily, but the laws forcing people to use them. And I asked the question, isn't New Hampshire the only state of all 50 states that actually trusts you to make your own decisions, that actually treats you as an adult, you know, the adult that you are, and actually says, you, Manwich, are a big boy, and you can make decisions that might affect your life. And as you pointed out, Manwich, some people, their lives are actually saved by the fact that they don't wear seatbelts. I'm not saying that all people that wear, you know, I'm not saying that seatbelts are the end-all, be-all as far as it's going to guarantee your life is saved or ensure that your life is ended. I'm sure it goes both ways. I'm sure the door swings both ways. I'm sure plenty of people have been saved by them.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side of that coin,
I would say that you're probably safer wearing a seatbelt than not.
On the other side of that coin, there are a lot of people who people's lives are saved because they weren't wearing them. Shouldn't you be free to choose? Well, New Hampshire thinks so, and according to the Chicagoan, he says New Hampshire is the only state not requiring adult seatbelt use. Vermont has a statewide ban on billboards. Of course, they're right next door to New Hampshire. So, a statewide ban on billboards. So, when you're in New Hampshire, you actually see billboards reminding Vermonters to buckle up. It's Vermont's law. The Chicagoan says he's not making this up.
That's weird.
So, as you leave New Hampshire, you are reminded to buckle up because the law is going to come get you if you don't.
I'm sure that the taxpayers of Vermont love the idea that they're paying something like $5,000 a month for each one of those billboards.
I wonder who is paying for those.
Who else?
Maybe it's New Hampshire's government just trying to save their visitors a little bit of money. I don't know. That's a good question. Who's paying for those billboards? New Hampshire residents, you better get on the answer because we want to know. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll go to Jim in Las Vegas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just calling about Lauren Canario.
You are Jim, the husband of Lauren, who is a Free State Project member. She right. was arrested yesterday, or I believe it was yesterday, yeah. at a protest. Not really even a protest. She was just trying to get into a meeting over in New London, Connecticut. She had moved
city council meeting.
City council meeting. She had moved into one of the apartment buildings that one of the landowners owns, and the purpose of her moving there was to simply be like backup. She was to be there to help ensure that the government didn't try to take the apartments by force, to be an activist for liberty in New London. And yesterday, the New London, I guess, not Board of Selectmen, city commissioners decided they were going to have a meeting. They also decided they were going to refuse to allow people in to this meeting. She, I guess, was somewhat vocal about wanting to be in the meeting, and she was arrested for being so vocal. Now, you're her husband, and I'm sure you're going to give us some details on the situation here, Jim, although I have to let you know our time is running short. Is it possible to have you hang on until hour number two?
Sure.
Okay, do you want to just give us a quick update on Lauren so we can tease it?
She hasn't been able to speak to me. I haven't been able to speak to her.
Oh, my goodness. So maybe we'll be updating you more than you'll be updating us. We'll find out what the details are coming up here with Jim from Las Vegas, the husband of Lauren, who was arrested earlier this week. Just a terrible situation there in New London. And we'll come back with more of this. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. If you want to chime in, 800-259-9231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.